Hey, Carl. It's show 99 that we're doing today.
99. Fabulous.
I don't think we've got anything special for our 100th show, but this is show 99, and we're about to hit the big 100 next week.
That's right.
And I believe we're probably still the only IT company in the UK, anyway, at least, as a regular podcast show.
Yeah,
our friend Pete Matheson had one for a while, but that was just before he sold up his IT business. So I think he only ever did a handful of episodes. But apart from Pete, I don't know of any other IT company that's got a regular podcast.
No, I've got no idea. Can't say I've looked, but at the same time, I've not seen it come up on LinkedIn or any of that kind of shenanigans. And I do still communicate with people in the industry. So come on, chaps.
I've got no idea how much content we put out there on the podcast. In my head earlier, I was just thinking, I haven't done any maths. I was thinking we must have done around 60 hours worth of content. Based on some of the lengths of some of the shows. We've had some shows that have been 2 hours long and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's probably more than that, James, to be honest.
I might do the maths for the 100th show. That can be the special, finding out how much content we've stuck out over those 100 shows.
All right. That sounds good. But so today,
we're talking a bit more about more consumer stuff today, and it's going to be about Amazon Prime, which is a superb service, but most people don't know what they get.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Let's talk about why you should have Amazon Prime, really. That's the general gist of it, isn't it?
Right, $7.99 a month, I believe.
So it's a good start. It's under a tenner, so it's already started well.
Yep, and do you want to know what you get for that?
I think you should, really, yeah.
You get Prime Delivery, Prime Videos, Prime Photos, Prime Music, Prime Books, Prime Wardrobe, Prime Student, Prime Gaming, Prime Early Access, Amazon Family, and Amazon Household.
Interesting. No Prime Family, no Prime Household there. They didn't stick with that.
Yeah. Well, it used to always be Amazon, didn't it? It was Amazon Videos initially when they first launched it and all that. And then they just started rebranding them to Prime, but they clearly haven't got to those last two yet.
So what's the crack here? Are we going to say what our favorite bits are?
Well, we can go through them as well. So everyone knows what delivery is. That's where you get free shipping to your house within the, they don't. That's what we're doing the podcast.
Yes, exactly.
So it's free delivery and either same day or next day delivery. And the one thing with the Prime Delivery, when I do a search on Amazon, I do tend to hit on the left-hand side the filters Prime. For people that do Prime, so I can get it quicker.
Yeah, I do as well.
It also seems to filter out the Chinese stuff. So it might be stuff that's cheap, but it's coming from China, and it always takes longer.
Oh, the dropshippers and that, yeah.
Yeah, the dropshippers, so it filters those guys out. Prime Videos, I use Prime Videos.
Hang on, I haven't finished on Prime Delivery. I like the fact that you can pick your day as well. You can choose your day. You want everything to be delivered. So if you're only in on a Wednesday, you can have Wednesday as your delivery day and everything comes.
Can't you do that without Prime?
I don't think you can, no. No, it's a Prime feature, Amazon Day.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought they'd do it either way.
Well, if somebody wants to cross checkers, but I went and had a look at great things about Amazon Prime, and that was one of them, Amazon Day. So, all right, okay. Video. Yeah,
you mentioned you use that before, Amazon Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite handy if you're out and about and stuff, you know, and you're only home one day of the week. You can get everything at the same time.
Are the Amazon lockers just for Prime customers as well?
Don't know. Good question. Don't know.
I'm not sure. That's just
they might be, you know. I think they might be. Yeah, I think they might be as well.
Because they are painted yellow in the Prime colours.
Mm.
That's something we can find out. But anyway, Prime Videos. I have Prime Videos because I've got Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
but I tend to always go to do Netflix over Prime Videos. I'm not too sure why. I just think it's more. I mean, it could be down to the fact that Netflix has more documentaries on it, while Prime Video is just more movie based.
Yeah, I get what you're saying with that. I think I've got Disney Plus, Netflix, and Prime, and Apple TV, and Now TV. This house, and Prime's not up the top. It's not at the top. Now TV and Netflix are the two that we go to for movies and for documentaries. Prime's like. Ugh. Sometimes you get something decent. It's okay. It's included in the price, but it's no Netflix.
It does normally have some very, triple A or five-star movies on it nearly all the time. There's top blockbusters on Amazon Prime. I don't default to it, even though my TV remote has got an Amazon Prime dedicated button as well.
No, I don't default to it.
It's got the Netflix one as well, and if you look at the controller, you can see the Netflix one is a lot more worn than the Amazon one.
Yep. But there's still, like you say, there's decent stuff on there.
Prime Photos. Now, this is the two things we've just spoken about, delivery and videos, is what everyone knows about Prime if they've got it.
Yeah.
These are people who've got Prime, but most people who have Prime don't know about these other things that you get, like Prime Photos.
Yeah.
So I use Prime Photos as a secondary backup to Google Photos.
Okay.
Because while I've got my photos going to Google Photos, if anything were to happen to my Gmail account, because I use the free Gmail account for my photos and stuff like that, and I couldn't access it anymore, they're probably the only most important part of the data in my Google account that I'd want to be able to get access to and keep. So I've always had secondary backups. So I used to use Microsoft OneDrive actually on my mobile to back up the photos.
Yeah.
Until their space and limitations got really quite tough, and I had no more space on that. So I then found out, Amazon Photos, I'm already paying for that, and it's unlimited storage. So I have that Amazon Photos app running on my phone as well that also takes a backup of any photos I take.
That's a good one, that is a good one. Because there's only so much you get with your free Google account. And if you've got Google Workspace and an Android phone and you want to save the photos, it's a complete faff because camera doesn't default to work profile.
Yeah, so and also because of my car and all that, I've always had a Gmail account that I use for the consumer stuff, because it's much better than the consumer products on a Gmail account are far better than the consumer versions on a Workspace account.
Yeah, it's true. But
you don't want to be locked. You don't have direct, unlike a Workspace account, you don't have direct access to Google support. So if you do have a problem with your free Gmail account, you really are potentially completely screwed. Yeah, you're on your own. And photos, videos are pretty much the only thing that people really care about. So if you've got Prime, I'd recommend installing Prime Photos and just have that running in the background as your secondary backup.
I agree with that.
Guess you're doing that now.
I will do after this. Yeah, I haven't, as I'm going to. Very good.
So Prime Music.
Yes.
Prime Music is just a music service. Mm. It has a free version where they have where you can't pick the song you want. It just has shuffle mode all the time and maybe drops in a couple of adverts. But you can pay a slight upgrade to Prime Music, which takes it to the same, a similar price to what you pay for other music services like YouTube Music, Spotify, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which then gives you the full access and full control over what you want to do.
Yeah.
I've been experimenting with Prime Music. I'm not going to move to it, but I've been experimenting just because of how bad the Android automotive music apps are. So the Spotify app is the one I'm using at the moment, but it's still not great. YouTube Music one is terrible on Android automotive. And so Amazon Music, they're all pretty bad, to be fair, on Android automotive. So I've stuck with Spotify.
Yeah.
The reason I've stuck with Spotify is actually because of the assistant. The assistant, you can select Spotify as your default music service.
Yeah.
That or YouTube Music. Yes, you can't select Amazon Music. So that's why I've not moved to Amazon Music.
You can choose Apple Music.
Yeah.
That one's there as well for some reason.
Google and Apple, Amazon hate each other more than Google and Apple do.
Yeah.
If I were to do that, I'd have to announce the name of the song I want played and then specifically say on Amazon Music after everything. Yeah, do that.
Prime Books you've got here.
Yeah, and that doesn't include Audible,
no,
which is owned by Amazon, but that's not included. I've not used Prime Books.
You can borrow a book, you know, on Amazon Prime. There's a library.
Okay, is that out of copyright books?
It's all the stuff that's kind of like in the public domain and stuff like that. But there's a library feature where you can borrow one book a month.
Oh, never knew about that.
I've only found that out today, and I've got to find out whether actually you can borrow a proper book or, like you said, a public domain book, because there's thousands of free books available anyway in Amazon Prime on a Kindle. So it must be stuff that's not. It must be stuff that you can actually would normally pay for, because it says one book a month. I'm going to double check that, but I reckon that's what it is. But there's a lot with books. If you like reading and you've got a Kindle, or you've got the Kindle app, which I use on my phone, and it's good. I've read with that many a time at night, no problems. Really good. Loads of stuff, you know, tons of stuff in there.
Prime Wardrobe. I've not used it. I've seen it, though.
Wardrobe.
Essentially, I think it's where you can have some clothes sent to you, try them on. If they don't fit, send them back, sort of thing.
Oh, you mean what everyone does with ASOS anyway? They do.
I didn't research Prime Wardrobe. I'm going to quickly click on it to see what
I hope it's a service again. Wardrobes.
So Prime Wardrobe is a Prime exclusive program where you can try before you buy. So they send you the clothes before you bought them. You can try them on. If you don't send them back, then you get charged. If you do send them back, then you tried them on and you didn't want them, so they won't charge them. We only charge for items that you decide to keep.
Interesting. That's pretty much what everyone does with ASOS anyway. It's what ASOS does without saying it.
Yeah, that's why I get my stuff custom made, because I don't fancy wearing clothes that someone else has tried on that they're now going to sell to me afterwards.
I don't know. I've never bought anything from ASOS, but that's what happens in this house all the time. Kelly does it, and I think loads of women do. They do, and that's how ASOS operates like that, where they just don't officially say that they do, but they do.
Yeah, well, they do that because it's pretty much the only thing that they struggle to compete with compared to a High Street Clothshop store where you can go in and actually try them on there and decide to buy them, hence the reason of wardrobe.
Yep. Students now.
Yeah, the next one's a Prime Student. It's a program for higher educated students studying in the UK and the Republic of Ireland. They get a six-month trial of Amazon Prime, as well as discounts and promotions. And after the six-month trial, your membership automatically renews to the Prime Student membership. So it's not part of, really, that's not really part of Prime, to be honest. That's no. A separate thing. It's a six-month trial and then a cheaper rate.
Let's be honest, over 3 years, it's 240 quid for Prime. And a university degree is somewhere between 30 and 50,000. So, you know what? Nothing, is it?
The Prime Student membership is £3.99 a month.
Just buy it, students. You're already burning money as it is. You might as well join in with this.
Take advantage of that .ac.uk email address you've got. It's going to give you a lot of discounts for a lot of services for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. And enjoy that Janet backbone connection of 10 gig, no doubt, at your university, if not more.
And there's this one that no one knows about.
I've yes.
Lots of people. Prime Gaming.
Never heard of it.
So Prime Gaming is, have you ever heard of Steam?
Yes. That's a platform.
Yeah, well, Steam was originally a developer that made the games Half-Life and Half-Life 2.
Right, okay, yeah.
And rather than ever making Half-Life 3 that everyone was waiting for, they brought out a platform where you could just go and buy games. And it's online. You just digital download.
Yeah.
The game is yours. And you have an account there. And that's what Prime Gaming is.
Okay.
That's Amazon's digital platform. But it does have some extra tweaks on it in that they do give free games out regularly. So you know, that's part of the subscription that you can keep forever.
Browser-based games, right? And phone.
No, these are proper games.
What can you play them on?
Proper PC games.
PC. Games. Okay, yeah.
They've got Grand Theft Auto. They've got all the big names on there. They've got Roblox.
Okay.
World War Z, Total War, all those kind of games that people know. And it's their equivalent of Steam. And it's included in Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they actually ship the physical game out for you, just on their page at the moment. And no, that's just the problem of all of Amazon Prime's home pages are they say Prime Gaming, but then it lists all the other parts, all the other features you get with Prime. You get hundreds of games on there and stuff like that. So I actually installed it once to see what games I get there. And each month you have free games that you can download every single month to play. And you have access then while you're a Prime member. So once your Prime membership ends, then you lose access to those free games. But you can also buy them outright as well.
Got you. Okay.
Let me get back to that page. So Prime Early Access. Everyone gets this. Prime Early Access essentially gives you 30 minutes early access to the lightning deals on Amazon.co.uk.
Yeah.
But considering the vast majority of Amazon customers, I believe, are probably Amazon Prime members, you're probably not getting any early access to it that's any significant as everyone else is getting it at the same time.
Yeah, I get you with that one. Yeah, it's not really too big a deal, is it?
So Amazon Family is
right.
Amazon Prime members can save up to 20% on eligible nappy and baby food subscriptions.
Okay.
If you've got a baby and it's regularly, because you've seen Shop and Save when you're subscribe and save when you've been buying stuff on Amazon.
Yep.
I do that for my migraine tablets, actually. So my migraine tablet, there's 60 that come in the glass.
Yep.
In the bottle. So that's 2 months, and it will automatically, at the end of the second month, order and send out a new packet just before the last packet expires.
Yeah.
Runs out of those 60 tablets. And this is essentially what this is here, because you're going to be on a subscription for nappies and baby food and other things like that. You'll get 20% knocked off.
Okay.
As you subscribe and save.
Yeah, I use it for dog food and cat litter. That.
Oh, so you do use the subscribe and save?
Yes. Yeah. That's good. Amazon Household, this is where somebody else in your house can take part in it, isn't it? Someone else can have a go.
Yeah, so it's actually where you only need to have one Prime membership, and then you can add your other family members to it, and they get all those benefits as well, which is just incredible value.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon that most people don't probably take advantage of that, and I'll put my hands up here and say I've got one, and Kelly's got it too, and it's just that she doesn't want to change. Like, it's a bit funny. I think they'll get away with that one.
You're essentially paying twice for your Amazon.
Yeah. Prime. Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that we're actually using it. I'll have to double check, but I'm pretty certain that we are using Amazon Household.
Okay.
So really, when you use it,
all that stuff there, right? That's in $7.99 a month. You'd be bonkers not to have this. Amazon throws in so much stuff.
Especially when you compare it to something like Netflix, where you're paying, is it $9.99 a month for Netflix? All you get is to watch videos.
Yeah, I've got the max programs. I've got the max one because of the number of kids' devices. So it's like $13.99, I think, a month now I pay.
Yeah.
I don't watch the 4K. So I don't get the
4K. Flushing the cash.
Too many children, mate. That's why. So they want to watch it on things. So
there's no point. There's no point getting the 4K one if you haven't got a 4K monitor.
No, but you get it included at that level. But I don't have a 4K for it anyway. But you know.
Yeah.
We'll have to do more. We'll have to do one on Amazon Kids because I have that. And also, you know, Business Prime is different to Prime.
It is.
Well, I was just looking. There's different stuff in it.
Yeah, we'll do an episode on Business Prime.
We'll have
Prime
to do it
well.
On Prime, yeah, because we have that. So we do have it twice because you and I have both got Business Prime and Prime.
Yeah, our Business Prime's linked, though. It's the same one. Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But you're paying twice for your personal ones. Well, we've just got a business one.
Yeah, I know. But it's that good I paid twice, you know? That's how good it is.
That's how good the value
that's
is.
That's how good the value is. I'll pay twice. But yeah, there's all the stuff that's in Amazon Prime. Go back and listen to the podcast again. Pick out the bit that you think's good. I think from what James has told me today, the backup of the photos, really good. Delivery, great, as I know. Music, possibly. Books, if you like reading, well worth digging into.
Music's definitely worthwhile if you're on the Alexa side of things and you've got Alexa assistants everywhere. Yeah. And if you do happen to get a car that has also got Alexa in there, then Amazon Music will be perfect.
Yeah. And the household one, as we've said, you know, if you've got Amazon Pro and you have to pay once, you can give it to your partner or whoever to have a go.
And then, as you said, you get the best returns policy for anything if you have a problem. Well, the customer support is just incredible at Amazon.
Yeah. This is
best the best way.
Yeah. I bought a coffee machine over Christmas and I wasn't concentrating. I bought completely the wrong coffee machine. And all I did was go on there and say to them, I bought the wrong item. And they said, fine, send it back, refund, no problem. And I bought another one. No quibble, no problems.
We had a problem for a Christmas present I bought for my daughter, a crybaby that didn't cry.
Oh, dear.
Just leaked everywhere.
Just a baby.
She's forgotten about it completely anyway, but I had to return it. And so, as you know, you go online, you do your printing of the documents and stick on the box and stuff like that. But no one came to pick it up. Turned out they were using Hermes, so there's no surprise there.
Yes.
But I went on to Amazon Prime about a couple of weeks afterwards, before the end of the return date, which is something like January the 28th or whatever, and get onto their chatbot and just did it all through there. It did book me through to a real person.
Oh, okay.
We got it sorted, but it was less than 5 minutes to get it all done. No questions asked. Yeah, just here. I rearranged the delivery for you. Just stick these stickers on it and I'll pick it up tomorrow for you. And they did.
Hey, is that crybaby thing? Do you have to take the thing in the back of its head out to put the water in?
Yeah, you did. So you took the thing out of the back of its head, you pulled the water in, and then the water just went straight to the whole baby and came out the bottom.
My girl both had one of them. All it does is just get wet everywhere. It was rubbish, wasn't it?
Did that do any tears?
No, just leaked. They just leaked. I hated them.
Oh, so it's not faulty. That's the way it's meant to work. I thought it was meant to do tears and stuff like that.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
And the things on the back, just leaks, James. Get rid of it. Send it back.
Did you get yours from Amazon?
No, I bought it from Toy Shop a long time ago. We got them for Christmas presents or something, but they don't work. The girls had them when they were younger.
Oh, that's good to know, because I thought it was faulty, but it seems like that is actually functioning the way it should function.
Yeah, it's functioning as it's intended, badly.
Well, there you go. You don't get that on many IT podcasts.
That's right.
A bit about Amazon and a bit about crybabies at the end. So that's if you did buy a crybaby for your daughters and they're just leaking water everywhere, it's not faulty, but I'd send it back because it's a pile of junk.
Yep, I had two of them. They both were the same.
Anyway, that's it for this week. And what are we going to be talking about next week? Unless we change the schedule, next week we have got why you should put effort into learning tech.
All right. A bit different.
Yeah, well, that's one of your titles. That's the first one that you picked for this new session.
Yeah, it is one of mine.
Podcast.
I didn't have the list in front of me.
Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this podcast.
Yeah, leave us a review, please. Somebody, go on.
And tell us if you like this shorter version. Or mixture of business and consumer tech.
Yes.
Thank you, and we'll speak to you soon.
See you later. Ta-da.